Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Into our second hour, we've got a busy hour coming up. In about 10 minutes or so, we are going to hear from Blues coach Jim Montgomery. He met with the media earlier today. They're on the road. They went through a practice session earlier today, and we'll hear some of what he had to say following a tough loss last night against the Bruins. Just again, I'm so sick of hearing about energy and effort not being there for the Blues. And we talked about it in Rush Hour Sports. We talked about it with Scott Warman. It's exhausting. It is exhausting watching this team operate in a way where everybody knows what they should be doing and they're not doing it. And this group of individuals that have been brought together as a team, it's just not good. So we'll hear from Jim Montgomery coming up later on. We'll also hear from Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. We generally play that back for you on Friday night, where he talks with our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Just talking with Carrington Harrison about everything going on during the week. It's a huge game. Huge game for the Chiefs on Sunday. They are 500. They probably have to. You never really know because other things can happen with other teams. But in all likelihood, they're going to need to win out to get into the playoffs. And even them winning out, a lot of the teams that are right next to them, so they're 6-6 in the standings right now, a lot of those 6-7 win teams have all been winning recently. So that puts that much more pressure on the Chiefs to win some games, because if those other teams are winning, if some of those 7-win teams keep winning and they're not teams that are at the top of their divisions, well, then they're going to grab those wild cards in front of the Chiefs. So certainly nothing is guaranteed. I wanted to spend just a few minutes on this real quickly. And this hits a little bit close to home. For those of you who don't know, I've mentioned it a whole bunch of times. I am a proud graduate of Kansas State University. And K-State football just lost their coach, Chris Kleiman. He made the decision to retire. Now, excited about who they brought in. Colin Klein is was a K-State great, played quarterback and was a coach there, and most recently was the offensive coordinator at Texas A&M, and A&M's having a really fantastic season. So excited about what it's going to look like moving forward. And the St. Louis audience certainly does not care about me breaking down the coaching search and the decisions being made for K-State football. But this is something that happened there is something that's going to resonate. We don't have this college football thing figured out when it comes to the money that's being spent, the name, image, likeness, all these things. And it would be disingenuous to not put some of the blame on coaches, and it would also be wrong to not acknowledge the fact that for years and years and years and years and years, coaches were making millions of dollars and players were making absolutely nothing, and the players were the ones that were resulting in money being brought in. I'm very much in favor of college athletes getting some sort of compensation. They bring in money, therefore they should be able to get money. That's my take on that. But it's gone so unregulated And then as rules get put in place, they get taken to many times that they're challenged in the legal proceedings, and then it just kind of opens up again. And the athletic director for Kansas State is a guy by the name of Gene Taylor. And he spoke to the media there, and he said, basically, we've got to figure out what we're doing in the world of college football, because more and more really good humans and really good individuals and really good talented coaches are going to walk away from the sport. So basically alluding to the fact that Chris Klieman, who's a very good coach, is not coaching anymore because of where the industry has gone. Now, look, things always change. It doesn't have to be where the sport is right now to create change. And sometimes lesser changes are going to be something where a coach might say, I'm going to walk away from this. This isn't for me anymore. That's always anything that evolves is always good. There's going to be people who jump off the train as something evolves. It's just not for them anymore. But it's happening a little bit more right now. And one of the things that Gene Taylor said, and I don't want to get into the weeds too much here, but basically there's a house settlement that occurred, and that's going to help push a lot of the money to the student athletes through the actual athletic departments. If you've seen a lot of these name, image, likeness collectives, the NIL collectives, many of them are going away because they don't actually have a purpose anymore, because everything is rolling through the actual school and the actual athletic department. And that's all kind of connected to the house settlement. Again, we don't have time to get into all the minutiae of everything that has happened. And to be perfectly honest with you, there's probably parts about it that I don't even completely know or completely understand. And it's something that I follow along with. It's a pretty complicated situation, to be sure. But one of the things that Taylor, the Kansas State Athletic Director, said was that there's a lot of schools that are not doing what was agreed upon within the house settlement. And basically said that all these schools across the country, especially in the power conferences, need to sign an agreement saying that they are all going to play by the same set of rules. Now, there's always going to be, and we talk about this with Missouri a lot, because when we were discussing Eli Drinkwitz potentially going somewhere else to coach, and credit to Coach Drinkwitz, he is remaining at Missouri. But when we spoke about Drinkwitz potentially going somewhere else, one of the things that we talked about a lot was, what other place is going to give you a better opportunity to win a national title? And what better place is going to give you an opportunity to win more consistently? Yeah, Missouri might be a better football program right now than the University of Florida. They might be winning more games than the University of Florida. But I think if we're really being honest about things and we take a step back and we look at the ceilings as they are right now, and I would argue that Eli Drinkwitz has lifted the ceiling up. I think they've already surpassed what we thought they could surpass. And can he continue to lift the ceiling at Mizzou moving forward? Absolutely he can. But as we sit right now, even in a time where the Missouri football program is winning more games than Florida, I think if we're being real about things, you take a step back and you say that Florida has more potential, that Florida might be closer to a national title or give you a better chance to win a national title than you have at Florida. That's not to say that it's impossible to do at Missouri. It's just the path is going to be a little bit easier at other schools. So even if all these schools sign on the dotted line and actually follow through with what they say that they're going to do, and they all play by the same rules where it evens up the playing field a little bit, there's always simply going to be resources at some schools that other schools do not have. And I'm not trying to run away from that. But if you're not following the rules, if you're not following what was agreed upon, well, then at that point, it gets that much more wild and that much more crazy. And if you're a Chris Klieman coaching in Manhattan, Kansas, of all places, it becomes that much more tough to be able to actually get players to come in. And you, even if, look, college football is a business. I'm not naive. College football is a business. But I also still believe in somewhat of the sanctity of college athletics. I still love the idea of the student athlete. Even if I'm in favor of them making money, I don't want it being completely professionalized. And that actually does bring us back to Missouri, because it was reported today, Eli Hoff wrote in the Post-Dispatch and STL Today about how the University of Georgia's athletic department has actually initiated legal proceedings against Missouri football player Damon Wilson. They are looking for just under $400,000 in damages related to his transfer between schools last winter. So evidently, he went to Georgia. He signed a term sheet for a 14-month contract to play at Georgia. A month later, he ended up transferring to Missouri. There are so many things here. Because, first off, I am of the belief that if you do make a commitment, you should stand up to your commitment. If he goes to Georgia and he has signed a 14-month commitment to stay at Georgia, well, then I would say, honor your commitment and stay there, because it is a commitment. But then when we take one more step back beyond that, should these college football players actually be in a spot where you're signing basically contracts, where you're signing commitments to be at a place longer? And Mizzou has done multiple year deals with these players. So it's really hard to pay players money, a lot of money, some 6-7 figures money. It's really hard to pay them that money without locking them in to being somewhere for an extended amount of time. Where at the same time, if we're talking about college athletics, it feels like athletes should be able to have more freedom to go from one school to another. So maybe that's something else, that maybe there needs to be standardized rules here about what the financial implications are for players transferring out of a program. Because I really don't want to see them have their options limited in being able to transfer, even though I am of the belief that if you make a commitment to do something, and I realize I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth here, and that's where it's such a convoluted situation. And that's why I opened up talking about the thing going on at Kansas State, because there's nobody in charge. There's nobody in charge. And I know people have talked about having some sort of college football czar. People have floated Nick Saban's name for that. I don't think it's a terrible idea. I think standardizing rules across the power conferences makes sense. I talked about this last hour when I discussed the tiebreakers. Every conference creates their own tiebreaker for the top of the league and who's going to play in the conference championship game. So the ACC has these crazy sets of tiebreakers, and that has actually resulted in the ACC championship game matching up Duke against Virginia. What's notable about that is you don't have Miami. And Miami is a team that's right there at number 12. And if they go win if Miami's playing in the ACC championship game, sitting at that 12 spot, they might have an opportunity to play themselves into the college football playoff. Because right now, if you're not in the top 10 spots, you're probably not going to get in, because you don't have an ACC team that's in the top 12. I guess Miami's at 12, but now they're not going to win the conference championship because they're not in it. So there's going to be a decision to be made about who the ACC representative is going to be. And then there's got to be a group of five representative in there as well. So these teams, it's having a tiebreaker that doesn't involve the college football playoff rankings doesn't make sense. So if I was the czar of football, my rule would be first tiebreaker, head-to-head record. And if you want to, if there's like a three-way tie, if you want to do a three-way head-to-head type thing, that's fine. But once you get past that, you should be using the college football playoff rankings. That's what's best for the league. Miami should have an opportunity to play in the ACC championship to give themselves the better chance to get into a college football playoff. It's all connected. There's no leadership right now in college athletics. No rule that gets put in place is actually being enforced. You've got money being thrown around without people knowing the implications of that money being thrown around. You have really good people exiting the space because they just don't want to deal with it anymore. It's not a great situation. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line. We'll hear from Jim Montgomery next here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. Then we are going to make way for a Gas House Gang replay, which comes up from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight. Well, yesterday, unfortunately, seemingly more of the same from the St. Louis Blues. They go to Boston and lose by a 5-2 score. They're going to remain on the road playing at Ottawa tomorrow, and then they'll play at Montreal on Sunday before getting back home for a rematch against the Bruins on Tuesday. Let's listen into a little bit of what Jim Montgomery had to say today. The team went through a practice in Ottawa, and he was asked what were some of the things that they were focusing on in practice today.
We didn't think our angling was very good last night, so one improve upon our angling, want to improve upon our passing and our puck movement, puck support.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. The Blues have shuffled their lines. They did it again today. The lines look like this in practice. Robert Thomas centering Jake Neighbors and Pavel Buchnevich. Dalibor Dvorsky centering Jordan Kyrou and Dylan Holloway. Braden Schenn centering Pew Suter and Nick Bjugstad. And then Oscar Sundqvist centering Matthew Joseph and Alexanteri Koskimäki. And Montgomery had a lot to say, because this is a very, we've seen it a lot. Like, I made the joke about stop me if you heard this one before. It's because it always happens. And it happens with a lot of coaches and a lot of teams when things are not going well. That is one of the first things that ends up happening, that a team is going to shuffle the lines a little bit. And Montgomery spoke for a while today about what he wants to see, how he tries to get a spark, how often he goes back to something that maybe worked previously. So he was asked why change the lines again.
A spark. We switched them up during the game last night. Ended up going back to the same lines in the third period. Just trying to see what different thing looks like. Give maybe someone has another spark with somebody else, and they get excited about, you know, the opportunity to play together.
Are there certain line combinations you found earlier on the season that you wanted to go back to at some point, like that you found it worked earlier, but maybe they would need to get a re-spark now?
I can't say that, you know, I feel that the Dvorsky-Buchnevich Shen line had some chemistry for a couple of games, but it dissipated. I feel that that's kind of been the way for the whole year, and I think that's why we haven't won more than two games in a row, is because we haven't established any kind of regularity to the, when a line goes over the boards, you're like, oh, yeah, there's the Thomas line, oh, there's the Suter line, there's the Shen line, there's the, you know, Sundqvist line. I mean, maybe the line that was the most like that would have been the Sundqvist, Torpo, and Walker, or a combination of those three with Mojo.
Wait, is that a chicken and the egg thing a little bit when it comes to chemistry on a line, of amount of time it needs for develop, or if it wanes, can it come back? That kind of thing, or is it something you see automatically?
Yeah, it does come back. You know, at times, like we've gone back to Shen, Holloway, Kyrou more than three times this year. And it hasn't been the same. Like, why that is, you know, it's just sometimes guys are in different mindsets, different attitudes. They're playing a little bit differently, and the chemistry's just off. Last year it was beautiful for us, you know, but that's a good example. And, you know, usually a combination of Thomas and Buchnevich and Neighbors, which we went back to today, has really generated a lot. And they were generating there right before Jakey got hurt, but it hasn't transpired, because that's what we did right away once it didn't work with Snuggerud, which Snuggerud, Thomas, and Buchnevich really worked last year too. Hasn't had that same pop, right?
The Blues have not been as good on the power play this year as they would like to be, and Montgomery also spent some time talking about that and what he specifically wants to see from his power play groups.
More of an attack mindset, not only power play, but 5-on-5, like offensively. I don't think we're attacking the net enough off the rush end in the offensive zone.
You feel you don't have enough guys at the net front in on the power play as well, or?
I think that's more of a problem 5-on-5. I think right now on the power play, we just don't have a lot of in-zone time to be able to establish that.
We have seen the debut of Alexanteri Koskimäki, and he is somebody who I know the Blues think highly of. Maybe he's here a little bit earlier than they would have liked him to be here, but injuries are what they are, and there's not much you can do about that. Montgomery talked through what he saw from Koskimäki in his debut.
I thought his attitude was awesome. I asked him today how the experience was, and you know, a bright smile comes on his face, and his attitude was about what a great experience, a dream come true, you know. And like sometimes we all forget, and I'm talking about us in the locker room, but I also think that when you're going through the mud like this season has been so far, I even think that it's hard for you guys to get out of the mud sometimes and see the bright spots. I'm not saying you don't, but I'm sure, as I'm saying it, you're probably agreeing, like, yeah, it's hard to see the bright spot in a game last night, right? But he did. And that's where our mindsets need to go.
And then when it comes to young players overall, because this roster right now has a good number of young players on it, Montgomery spoke through what he's looking for from young players specifically during practice to be able to impress him.
By the pace they play with, by the... not the simple plays, but now they're hanging on to the puck and they're making a play that you're like, oh, that's his confidence really coming with the puck. And then just how competitive they are, taking away time and space from a vet that they, you know, a lot of times young players show a lot of respect to the vets, as they should. But when they're practicing to make their teammates better. So when they start practicing to make them better, that's when you start to see a difference in them.
And then finally, let's finish this off on a positive note, because again, it has not been great for the Blues, but remarkably, as much as they have struggled this year with 25 points, they are still just 4 points out of a playoff spot. So we can keep saying all they got to do is go on some sort of hot streak and they'll be right there. That remains true. They haven't shown any indication that that's going to happen quite yet. But Montgomery did make the point that it has not been all negative for the Blues this year.
I was thinking team, because
sure.
I think team. Yeah. But I mean, Broberg, I mean, wow. An elite player in the league, I mean, puts the team on his back as much as he can. That's that's been a wow factor for me. Like, if I'm looking at individuals, I'm always looking at the team, and I think the power play's been good at times. It hasn't been as good lately. The penalty kill's been really good lately. Five-on-five play, D-zone coverage was poor to start, got better, wasn't good last night. So there's a reason why we're three games below 500.
That is Jim Montgomery. Again, the Blues are going to match up against Ottawa tomorrow on the road, then play in Montreal on Sunday, and then they'll be back for a home game coming up on Tuesday when they match up against Boston. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear our weekly conversation courtesy of our sister station in Kansas City with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs have a huge game coming up on Sunday when they match up against Houston. It feels like the Chiefs cannot afford to lose another game if they still want to be a playoff club this year. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You are locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
It's the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on at KMOX. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs, they have lost three of their last four games. They last played on Thanksgiving Day, as you heard right here on KMOX, when they fell to the Cowboys by a 31-28 score. With that loss, it dropped their record to 6-6, and they're really in a spot now where they probably have to win out if they want to be a playoff club this year. The good news is they've got a bunch of games on the schedule that look very winnable. I would argue that they'll probably be favored in every single game that they play for the rest of the way, as long as they do keep winning. It starts with a game coming up on Sunday Night Football this week when they match up against Houston. You'll hear it here on KMOX. And with that, it is time for our weekly conversation with the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, courtesy of our sister station 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, as Carrington Harrison, our colleague in Kansas City, sits down with the Chiefs quarterback every week. And as they opened up the conversation this week, they talked a little bit about the experience of not just playing on Thanksgiving Day, where everybody was watching the game against Dallas, but also an opportunity for Mahomes to play in his home state in front of a lot of friends and family, even though the game ended up as a loss against the Cowboys.
No, I mean, it was really cool. I mean, you kind of got that feel, kind of like a playoff game or another big game like that where everybody's watching and you have to go out there and play your best football. And so it was really cool for me. I have a lot of family and friends in attendance and going out there and getting to play on Thanksgiving.
What were your impressions of the Cowboys Stadium?
It's awesome. You know, I got to play there in college a lot, and so I always had the dream of playing there in the NFL. So to be able to do that was really cool, and the fan base was awesome. There was a lot of Chiefs fans there, so it was cool to see the fan base travel to Dallas.
Man, absolutely. When they did the home of the Chiefs, that was loud. That's as loud as I've heard it. Is that as loud as you've heard it? Is there anywhere comparable to that?
I don't know for sure. I mean, sometimes we get out there to L.A. Sometimes there's a lot of Chiefs fans that take that trip as well. So, but it definitely was loud. It was really cool to see. I mean, even seeing some Texas Tech jerseys as well. So it was cool to see that the my fans from everywhere were kind of out there in attendance.
Obviously, it's cool to play these kind of games. It's cool to play on Thanksgiving. There's an honor to play on Christmas Day. But you're also a family man. You're married. You have kids. How do you balance your job, your work responsibility, and also making that time for your family?
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, having a great wife, helps out a ton. And her being able to handle a lot of the other extracurricular stuff that I can't necessarily be there for. And getting the family all settled and everything like that. And then but the only thing good about playing on Thursday is you get the weekend off. And was able to get to spend Thanksgiving with my family and everybody like that. And so obviously don't get to do it on the actual day, but having a few extra days off where I can get away and be around family was definitely cool.
I don't know if you've seen the ratings yet for the game. They just came out. 57.2 million people watched Thursday's game. The audience peaked at 61.3 million. It is the most watched regular season game in NFL history. I thought the number was going to be big. I wasn't sure it was going to be this big. That's an incredible number.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it speaks to how much people love the NFL and love football. And we've been able to grow our fan base over these last few years, and obviously Dallas is a huge fan base as well. And so it's cool to see that the NFL is just continuing to break more and more records with these games.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I want to get a couple of college football questions in before we talk about you guys. Let's start with your Texas Tech Red Raiders, your alma mater. You guys are playing for the Big 12 championship game just a couple of weeks away from the college football playoff.
Yeah, no, it's extremely exciting. I mean, obviously, they've had this vision over these last few years of building the program, and Coach McGuire's done a great job of that. And then along with the NIL and everything like that, they've really taken advantage of the space that college football is in, and they've got a lot of great players in. But I think more than anything, they've built a great culture, and I think that's something that it's hard to really comprehend is the culture that they built there and being able to bring players in through the portal or through recruiting and then get them to believe in the brand and what they're building. It's special, and they've done a great job of getting themselves to the Big 12 championship, and I'm excited for them in the postseason journey.
I know you were spending time with family this weekend, but I'm sure you watched a little bit of college football and you were tracking the top story. Lane Kiffin is now leaving Ole Miss and is going to be the head coach of LSU. What did you make of this, man? It was the biggest story in football for those 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something, the calendar is something that they got to work with in college football as far as transfers and the coaching hiring process and signing day and stuff like that. But I think it's awesome for him to be able to go to another journey and be able to keep rising in the ranks of college football. But at the same time, I feel bad for the kids, man. I mean, being able to be in the playoff run and losing your head coach, but you can't fault him, man. That's just kind of how the schedule works and how things go. And obviously a crazy story, but hopefully the kids can still go out there, live out their dreams, playing in the playoffs and stuff like that. And then everybody can kind of move forward in a positive way. And hopefully people learn from this and we can move the schedule around so that that this doesn't happen again.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's transition to you guys. How would you describe the urgency that is in the building? I don't need to tell you about you guys' situation. Is it like a playoff level intensity for you guys heading into this week?
I mean, it kind of has to be. I mean, knowing that this is such a pivotal game as far as not only trying to get back into winning football games, which we have to do, but also playing a team that's competing kind of for the same type of spot that you are to get into the playoffs. And so this is a great football team we're going up against, and we understand that. And I think guys are just coming in with the mindset of we got to play our best football. We got to play our best football, and there's kind of no other options other than that.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, going through some of the storylines right now with the team. What do you make of this AFC that we have so far? It feels like it's kind of turned upside down for a little bit. The teams that have historically been good, they're maybe not having the season, and there's a lot of new blood right now. This really feels like the parity that we always talk about on a year-by-year basis in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've seen with the coaches that have come into the AFC and the players and the quarterbacks. I mean, it really is anybody can get hot at the right moment and go out there and win games. And some of these young quarterbacks are playing really good football and winning a lot of football games. And so but we're kind of all jumbled up there in the middle. And so I think it's just kind of who can get hot at the right time and try to make a run at it. And that's kind of how it usually is in the NFL.
There are some teams that are just common themes in your career. Buffalo, for example, Cincinnati for those few years. You know, some teams that you've seen a lot. I feel like you guys have played Houston a lot over the last 3-4 seasons. How much of it is an advantage in that way that you're playing a team that you are very familiar with this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, this is another team that's just that competes at a high level year in and year out, and they have a lot of great football players. And I think it's going to be an extremely, extremely challenging game because, I mean, it's going to be someone that they're going to come in with the right mindset and they're going to come flying around, and we have to match that intensity and take it to another level. And so we've played them in a lot of these big games, and they've kind of been close, all of them. And so I think we just got to come with that mindset of we got to find a way to win no matter what it takes.
When you look at that Texans defense on film, what's the first thing that jumps out to you?
Yeah, I think it's just the speed they play with. You know, like everybody on their team, they come around, they fly around, and they try to make plays happen. And I think that's something that when you play with that effort, usually good things happen. And it starts everywhere. I mean, D-line, obviously, extremely talented. Linebackers, extremely talented. And DBs are extremely talented. And so they all play and fly around, and Coach Ryan's has them going. And so for us, we have to be able to match that intensity every single snap.
Football is definitely a next man up mentality. It looks like you guys are going to have some injuries on the offensive line heading into this one, which isn't ideal going up against a defensive line as difficult as the Texans. How do you guys game plan? How do you guys scheme to make up for some of the absences you're going to have on the O-line?
Yeah, I mean, you got to do a lot of different things. I mean, obviously, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to attack whenever there's chances to attack down the field, and then get the ball to my hands when I need to get the ball to my hands. I think the thing about going up against really good defenses, you have to be able to show that you can do everything. And that's something that we have to continue to get better and better at. But you give them the respect that they deserve, and then you go out there and you play within yourself, and you keep positive plays happening.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Coach Reed, a couple of days ago, talked about this team being close, mentioned that they are one or two plays away. You're the quarterback of the team. You're the leader of the team. What do you feel like you need to do in these pressurized situations to make those one or two extra plays to win on Sundays?
Yeah, you just got to execute at a higher level in some of these big moments. We are close, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there and make the plays happen. And so I think that's been the difference in this year and all our previous years is we're not making those big plays and those big moments. And I've said it since the beginning. But I mean, at the end of the day, you got to go up there and make them. And that's something that we're going to try to do the rest of the season.
Are you guys looking at it like you still control your destiny? I know right now you guys are not in your usual position that you are in the division or in the standings. But if you look at this, if you guys run the table, you're back in the postseason and you'll be as hot and as dangerous as anybody.
Yeah, we just want to get in there, man. We just want to get into the playoffs. And in order to do that, we got to kind of win all the rest of our games. So we'll take it week by week, day by day. But at the end of the day, you just go out there and play your best football, try to win the rest of these games, get into the playoffs, and then if anybody's got the chance to go out there and win it.
Are you scoreboard watching at all? Are you keeping up with what else is happening in the AFC?
I mean, at this point, not really. I mean, I think if we just can kind of win up all of our games, the rest will kind of handle itself at this point. And so just trying to win football games, taking it, like I said, day by day, trying to be the best that we can be, and then win this week and then move on to the next week. And if we can win all our football games, we'll be in the playoffs. And then if we're in the playoffs, I can take us versus anybody.
I'll get you out of here with this one. What is the emphasis? What is the theme of the week? What are you guys really trying to prioritize heading into this matchup against the Houston Texans to get this thing back on track?
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, man, we're going to stay within ourselves, and we're going to go out there and play our football. And like I said, I believe that we can go out there and win any game at any moment, but we got to go out there and prove it. And so I'm excited for the chance to go out there and prove it this weekend.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as they get ready for Sunday Night Football at Arrowhead against the Texans. Patrick, good luck this week, man. Catch up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
That is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Again, it is the Chiefs and the Texans Sunday night, 7:20 kickoff, and we'll have full coverage right here on KMOX, your home for Chiefs football in St. Louis. One more break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. back at it on the Graybar Sports Open Line for just a few more moments here on KMOX. We are going to get out of here. We've got our Gas House Gang replay coming up in just a few moments. Quick programming note for you. I know that we have mentioned this to you a few times, but we are going to be doing the show from Orlando and from the baseball winter meetings coming up next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll all be live from the baseball winter meetings in Orlando. And then our first edition of the Countdown to Opening Day show, Mike Claiborne and myself will be coming your way from Orlando for the first edition of that program coming up on Thursday night. In addition to everything you'll hear here during these hours, I'll be on Rush Hour Sports from Orlando. I'll be doing hits throughout the day, whether it's with Chris Namey or Glover, leaving reports for the morning show to be able to use during Tom's Sportscast. And if anything breaks, I'll be there to hop on right away and get thoughts. We did get confirmation. We are going to be talking with Heim Bloom on an every night basis on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we'll get an idea of what's going on, what's being said, if there's much developments, and if any moves are being made. We'll get his comments, and we'll be able to bring those remarks to you on an everyday basis. So hopefully, you are able to. The goal every, and you know, we've seen very slow winter meetings in the past where we say all these things about how important they're going to be and how it seems like there could be a lot of activity and then nothing ends up happening. We are hopeful that is not the case. And again, speaking of hope, I keep saying that, I keep using that word. The idea is that you can be locked into KMOX all next week and hear exclusive content from Orlando, from the baseball winter meetings, and hear from Heim Bloom every day. And again, if something does end up breaking, we will break into programming no matter where we're at, and we'll break it all down for you. So looking forward to being able to do that. So I will travel out to Florida over the weekend, and when I'm back with you on Monday, I'll be coming your way from Orlando for the baseball winter meetings. And the idea is that it's going to be a very, very busy baseball winter meetings. We just need Heim Bloom and the Cardinals to go ahead and cooperate when it comes to that. Again, we've got our Gas House Gang replay. It's coming up in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for being tuned in. This has been a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.